Quokka selfies, celebrities and Instagram influencers, they're all part of a push by the West Australian government to attract more tourists to the state. Social media and digital marketing are increasingly replacing traditional forms of tourism advertising. But that doesn't necessarily translate into more people jumping on a plane, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
If you visit Perth's Rottnest Island, a quokka selfie is considered mandatory. The cute, smiling marsupials play a huge role in attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors to the island each year. In fact, the quokka is so popular, it's getting its own three-day annual festival.
Hey, come to my birthday party!
Well, it's not just my birthday, it's the quokka birthday. We're celebrating.
Western Australia's Minister for Tourism is Paul Papalia.
If we had to pay the quokka, we'd never be able to afford it. They have made a huge contribution to tourism in WA.
In recent years, the state government has paid for celebrities visiting the city to jump on the ferry and snap a quokka selfie. Roger Federer and Margot Robbie have theirs. Chris Hemsworth even got onto the ground with a twig in his mouth to entice a quokka into a photo.
You don't bite my lip.
Despite a slight rise in visitor numbers to Western Australia, it's been sluggish compared with other states. But there's a push to turn that around with traditional advertising campaigns.
WA is the road trip state.
And in the world of digital marketing, the influencer.
You know, like, I think that my content is just, like, it's super fun, it's real, it's authentic. So, yeah, I'm just going to show, like, the best parts and have fun doing it.
TV presenter Tegan Nash has 22,000 followers on Instagram. Scrolling through her feed, you'll see her travelling all over the country, hanging out of a helicopter over bright blue waters and swimming under waterfalls. As an ambassador for Tourism Australia, the hope is that her followers will visit some of the destinations featured on her social media. Tegan Nash was one of 40 digital influencers taken on a recent taxpayer-funded trip to promote Western Australia's Kimberley region.
I think it has already paid off. Like, if you just jump on Instagram and, you know, or any form of social media, you're going to see, like, you know, Broome, Kimberley, Tourism Australia, Western Australia, like, everything is being tagged.
Tourism WA and Tourism Australia won't reveal how much they paid for the trip, but marketing expert Paul Harrigan says influencers are effective.
It does work. Everyone makes purchase decisions based on what their peers are doing and what their peers recommend.
But there's not a lot of hard evidence to show it's boosting tourist numbers. Ming-Ming Cheng is a senior lecturer in digital marketing at Curtin University. He says more work needs to be done to find out whether likes turn into visits and to work out who actually sees the material influencers post.
We can't really have confidence saying that how many likes on Instagram will actually translate into the actual visit.
Dr. Ming-Ming Cheng from Curtin University. Ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report there.